Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, but look, everything be good though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything be straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, let's go.
Where have you been?
No, check up. You my dog. Like, I still got, you know what I'm saying? I got to check up. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else, no.
Man, everything gonna click, bro. Chat, look. Everything gonna click, bro.
This show.
And there it is. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592.
What does that even mean, Joe?
What do you think it means?
His relationship? No, I'm serious. I'm trying to figure it out. You won, right?
You're dancing
the bottom
around
line is win.
I know.
No, I'm trying to figure. But
he got
like
the ball twice, and he's pissed. I mean, can we? Like, why do we gotta psychoanalyze it?
I'm like, y'all hostile at me. But it's. I don't know. Is it the relationship? Like, there's a lot to unpack with this. I don't know. I know it has to do with his play. I'm not, you know, a bubblehead. Some might beg to differ. But I know it's not about. I know it's not about his play because he's not happy about that. But I'm like, it might be a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
Maybe it is. All I know is this. It's a distraction, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the A.J. Brown stuff. Where do you come down and come check us out? We're at Klondike Kate's Restaurant, the Christmas Sleigh Bar here, Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Have you picked out something on that menu you're going to potentially order later?
Ooh, the holiday suites. I like, what does it say?
What do you got?
Zero Sunday? Mm-hmm. Is that Zeros? I can't see. I got my glasses on.
Come on, Pop. What do you got here?
Yeah, that's Zorro's Sunday.
Big Zeros.
It says Zorro's.
I think that's an E.
Is it Zorro?
No,
or
it's an E.
Is it Zero Sunday?
It's an E.
Okay, well, let me just tell you what's in it. It's a scoop of vanilla and chocolate.
You want these glasses?
Ice cream. Christmas bark. Is that like real Christmas bark?
We have company, guys.
Sprinkles chocolate. Sprinkled with chocolates. Drizzle. Chocolate drizzle. And a cherry on top. I like the cherry on top.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of cherries.
We do have a guest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a question.
Really, the drunk
maybe uncle, we
man.
Can ask our guest the question. Devin Caney joining us, our sideline reporter for the Eagles games right here on WIP. Devin, good morning. Have you defrosted since being at Lambeau Field on Monday?
Well, I had defrosted, although I did just enjoy Hugh taking me through a play-by-play of, you know, whatever that dish is. That sounds pretty good.
It's a sweet drink.
Yeah, it might be a drink.
It says Zeros.
It's a drink. I thought it was like an ice cream dish because you said Sunday.
Well, I couldn't see. It says Zero Sunday. Yeah, a scoop of vanilla and chocolate ice cream. I think it is a Sunday.
It is an ice cream,
but it has it's ice cream.
But it has they got alcohol a cherry on top.
I don't
see,
know.
See, that it sounds kind of good.
No, see, I kind of wanted the alcohol in it, but no, it's not. It's not the alcohol.
I just thought that it was okay. Zorro's 5 minutes ago.
Wait a minute. Is it Zorro? Because I can't, I can't
zero.
See that.
Zero. Is it like zero cold weather?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
is that why John Marco's wife is laughing at me?
Yes. That's why everyone's laughing. That's why we're all laughing. All right, Devin. Devin, before we and we do want to touch on a few things about the Phillies in this offseason with you, but before we get there, let's talk about the Eagles. And I wanted to ask, and I wanted to talk about a 7-2 team that's, you know, getting ready for another big game and potentially the number one seed. But I have to ask you about A.J. Brown's comments on Jakey Rondo's Twitch stream last night. What did you make of what A.J. Brown said?
So, first of all, I can't believe, like, we're talking so much about a streamer whose name is Jakey Rondo.
By the way, I've butchered his name six times today. Yeah, so whatever his name.
I'm not entirely sure if I'm saying it correctly or whatever. But I don't think I've actually watched a Twitch stream outside of watching, like, these A.J. Brown comments. And I know he was on another, I don't know if it was the same or different creator on Twitch's stream, like, in the off season too. So I guess thank you, A.J. Brown, for making me feel a little bit younger and checking out Twitch streams for the first time. But I mean, guys, like, it's just unfortunate because we could be sitting here, like you just mentioned, Joe, talking about a, you know, really impressive defensive battle by the Eagles in a freezing cold Lambeau Field. And now here we are talking about A.J. Brown playing Madden at however late it was last night. So it's frustrating. I don't know what he meant by his comments. Like, part of me wants to give him the benefit of the doubt and say maybe he meant, you know, when he said the bleep show, maybe he meant the trade rumors and everything circulating, you know, around him and those storylines. Like, could have been that, could have been referencing that, could have been referencing, you know, his lack of production on Monday night. I don't know. I do know that it's unfortunate that once again this has become, you know, the lead story of the week. Like, the Eagles locker room is going to be open later today, and that's probably going to be what, you know, if AJ talks, he's asked about. When Jalen talks, he's going to be asked about it, rather than this upcoming big game against the Lions and their impressive win on Monday night.
Devin, when you observe AJ, what do you notice? Because it seems like it fluctuates. Like, I thought after the game he answered those questions well about the game and his block down the field for Saquon. But then this stuff happens, and obviously he's battling between doing his best, but also he's not happy. Do you notice, like, body language stuff? Does he seem fully engaged? I mean, you have a different perspective than really all of us, because you get to be on the sidelines during the games. What have you noticed? Has it changed since last year? Is it the same? What do you notice when you watch him on the field and then kind of on the sideline stuff?
So I'll say, when it comes to AJ, he, in my opinion, has remained consistent with his body language and his behavior, you know, on the field and on the sideline. He's never been a, like, Saquon Barkley, for example, like a rah-rah, I'm going to be out of my seat, I'm not sitting on the bench, I'm going to be, you know, jumping up and down, even when the defense is on the field communicating. Like, AJ is very quietly intense, I would say. You know, he's very much, like, serious, locked in, don't see him joking around, don't see him talking to a ton of teammates. He and Devontae usually kind of walk back when they're not on the field, sit on the bench, and they talk to each other. Of course, you know, Jalen will come up to them and talk about, you know, the previous play or upcoming play. They'll talk to KP and some of the assistant coaches, but he's not the type of guy that's going to be, you know, joking around, having fun on the sideline. And I don't want to say that's anything to read into. That's just kind of how he is. Like, even you see him talk in the locker room, he's a fairly serious guy for the most part, at least when he's talking to media. And I think when he's in game mode, he's serious. But that being said, he's a popular guy in the locker room. Like, these players, I say and think what you want about his relationship with Jalen Hurts. I can't speak on that. But with pretty much everyone else, like, AJ Brown is a beloved player within that group. That being said, I don't know how the other guys feel about now this being whatever time it is, like fourth or fifth time this season that AJ Brown has, you know, probably unintentionally made himself the headline.
You say fourth or fifth. The fact that we're actually losing count of how many times this is happening shows you that this is just a crazy situation. Devin, before we get to some Phil stuff, what was your thought on the fourth down decision late in that game? It was such a great football game, and it was tight, and it was defensive, and it felt like an old school game. And Devin, I thought the clear move there for the Eagles was to punt with 33 seconds to go and pin the Packers back. What did you make of it as it was happening when you saw them going out there to attempt the fourth down? Obviously, it wasn't successful, and it gave the Packers a little bit of a chance. What were you thinking in the moment then?
I mean, I was okay with it just because we've seen them go for it on these late downs and late in games and succeed. So, for example, look at the Minnesota game. You know, Jaylen and A.J. Brown essentially did the same thing when they had to get that first down. They had to hold on to their lead against the Vikings, and it worked. And guess what we were saying after that game? You know, we were praising Jaylen. We were praising A.J. Brown. We were praising Kevin Petullo. They went for it this time, whether or whether or not, you know, A.J. Brown was the intended target when that play was originally called by Kevin Petullo. I don't know, but it's worked in the past. So I can't really fault them for it not succeeding. I know Braden Mann had been, I mean, he's hard on himself on the sidelines. Like, he hadn't had his best game punting wise. So maybe that was a factor. I think a lot of it was like Nick Sirianni showing his confidence in his team, in his offense, and saying, no, we can do this. We can get this done. It didn't work out, but luckily, you know, the defense was able to come up once again and hold the Packers back. And then, you know, we all saw what happened with the field goal. But I don't really think I'm not going to overly criticize Sirianni or Kevin Petullo or the offense for going for it there.
Devin, let's end with this. Harrison Bader put up an Instagram post yesterday, and it caused a lot of attention as if it was a goodbye. What did you make of it? What did you take of it? I didn't feel like it was a goodbye. It felt more like, hey, I wish the season was longer, and now he's obviously a free agent, so we'll see where his free agency goes. What did you make of it, and your thought on where the Bader free agent market might go and the Phillies' involvement there?
I agree, Joe. When I first saw it, you know, social media is so funny because, like, we're talking about A.J. Brown, and most of his headlines have come from what he's posted himself and said himself on various forms of social, and everything can just be misinterpreted in so many ways, whether it's good or bad. I think Harrison Bader was honestly just putting up a thank you post, and it took him a little while because he was probably hurt from the way the season ended for the Phillies, obviously disappointed. Maybe he didn't want to post it, you know, while the season was still going on, with the World Series still going on. I reached out to someone in Bader's camp and asked, like, hey, does this mean that he's not coming back? Because everyone's kind of treating it like it does. And they said, not in the slightest. It's not a goodbye post. It is simply a thank you post. He would, you know, still love to be back, but we know it's going to come down to if the Phillies, you know, want to give him the money that Harrison Bader's camp is looking for. I personally think that they should try their hardest to bring him back. I'm not saying, you know, overpay him a crazy amount. It's going to depend on what the market looks like for Harrison Bader. But I just think he's a really good energy guy. I think he's a really good clubhouse guy. I think they should bring him back. But the post does not mean he's not coming back.
Good. Yeah, I agree. I want him back, and I think he can help this team a lot next season. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the rest of your day and Eagles availability later. And we'll see you at the pregame show on Sunday. Thank you, Devin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Have a good one.
There she goes, Devin Caney, Eagles sideline reporter there. Yeah, that Instagram post that was put up by Harrison Bader here, people were reading it because he said thank you to Philadelphia and he wishes it was longer than 2.5 months. Some people were taking it as it's a kind of a goodbye. I read it similar to Devin in that he's a free agent now, right? Like, he wishes his time here. He wishes the first run was longer than it was. I don't think it was a goodbye. And I hope they bring him back. He was a good player.
It sounded like he was reflecting.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't read it that way. It just sounded like he was reflecting and, you know, just talking about his time, and he wished he was here longer. I wish he would have had a chance to enjoy it longer.
Well, and I thought it was like, I wish the postseason was longer for us, right? Yeah. I wish our run was longer. We'll see where it goes. I hope they bring him back. GM meetings are going on right now out in Las Vegas. By the way, do you see the Bryce Harper and David Brasky?
Yeah, they talked. They said it was a good conversation, but they didn't want to. You know what it was about.
What's that?
How much money you gonna give
me? Well, better not have been.
Yeah, it was how much
I
money.
I think it was just two grown-ups talking. Like, let's
yeah,
move on.
Yeah, you hurt my feelings.
Let's move on.
Only way it's gonna make this better is with some cash.
Yeah, well, we'll find out where that goes. We're also seeing we're keeping our eye on the Castellano situation. It seems like if they can't find a trade partner, that might be an outright release of Nick Castellanos. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. We've been discussing the AJ Brown thing the whole morning. Kyle, can we just play that first one again? Yeah. People are hopping in. Maybe they missed it. Let's hear it. AJ Brown last night on a Twitch stream asked how he's doing, and here's what he said about his time with the Eagles right now.
Hey, but look, everything been good, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything been straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good. You know what I'm saying? Life good, everything.
Yeah,
hey,
let's go, let's go, let's go. Trimmer, no. Trimmer,
trimmer. I mean, yeah, I mean,
where have you been?
I was just checking out, like, you my dog, like, I still gotta check up, you know what I'm saying, like, check up, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, like, family good, yeah, everything else, no, man, everything gonna click, bro, chat, chill, everything gonna click, bro, trust me, show. Oh, hey, bro, hey, bro, no, you got chat cracking up, bro.
Awesome. How you been? Yeah, I've been, yeah, struggling, brother.
Yeah, there was also a quote later on in the stream. Quote, if you got me on fantasy, get rid of me. Look, I know the guy wishes he was doing better and wants to do better. Hugh, my perspective is I'm just tired of it. It's been all year. Devin was kind of trying to remember how many times we've done it this season. Four or five this season.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
That's a good word.
So I say give him a plate. And let's get ready for Detroit.
I don't
just
know what that means.
Give him some food.
What food? He wants the ball. That's
I'm just saying, give him a plate. Just ignore him. Like, you know, deal with it today. But what I'm saying is this, Kyle.
One day he was a football guy.
No, but what I'm saying is this, Kyle. And I get it because of what we do. But this is exhausting. This is like being in a toxic relationship where every couple of weeks – you know, you try to keep somebody happy, and they just keep blowing up. Yep. They just keep acting a fool. After a while, you get tired of it.
Well,
and you just say, you know what? You just go ahead and act a fool on your own. I'm going to go ahead and do this.
The issue I have with that, and I understand that perspective, he's a captain. He's supposed to hold himself to a higher standard. He acts like he's in his own world, and it's the AJ show. This is the Eagles are bigger than any one player. They always have been. They always will be. All these teams are. It's not about the name on the back. It's about the name on the front. And I just think he forgets that, and I'm tired of it.
And it might be, but, you know, Devin says something I think both of y'all missed. He has a C on his chest, and they have a lot of respect for him in that locker room. So, obviously, AJ, whatever he's doing, whatever he's going through, he has support. They just don't support him in the way where they say anything. It's a weird dynamic, and I think that's the thing that we have to understand. As fans, man,
you think deep down Jalen's not annoyed?
I think deep down
Jalen's going to be asked today, right, about this? He will. Jalen speaks on Wednesday. He will be asked today, or whatever he speaks today or tomorrow, because I know it's a different week with the Monday night game. He'll be asked about what AJ said.
And you know what he's going to say? He's just trying to win football games. Some to that.
Yeah, because
he's going to drop a quote.
Right, but deep, not what he's going to say at the podium. What do you think Jalen really thinks?
I think Jalen is unbothered because
I disagree.
Let me tell you why I disagree with that, Joe. Because if he did, who has direct control over how AJ feels? Jalen.
Right, but he's not going to put him above the team.
No, but what I'm saying is this. He has control of how he could cool AJ out if he wanted to. Hey, bro, I know we've had a rift. I'm going to try to get you to rock. And to be honest, he tried to get him the ball at the end of the game.
Yeah, and AJ didn't give full effort.
Okay. But he tried to get him the ball. They need to communicate.
I know. We've said this for 3 years.
I understand.
That's
Joe,
why I'm tired
Joe,
of it.
And that's what I'm saying. It did. If we're being fair to this situation, I'm not saying to AJ, but to this situation. When you go on – when Joe Buck, his biggest pull from him asking you about AJ Brown is he's here, he's a good player, and he's here, that's it. You can't do better. Like, Jalen is just as culpable in my eyes as AJ. He just goes about it a different way.
Well, it's more of a grown-up way.
Well, it's still petty, though.
Sure.
It's a grown-up petty, no doubt, but it's petty nonetheless.
But Jalen, we're not arguing about what Jalen says every week. We're not. We're not
because Jalen doesn't say a whole lot, but Jalen has direct control over this. Jalen has direct control over this situation.
Yes, and guess what? They're winning this way. I'm going to defend Jalen because people always say he's a winner. Jalen Hurts' job is not to appease A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts' job is to win the game, and that's it.
And he does that, Joe.
Right, so
but guess what? If they weren't winning, this would be a different conversation.
All I know is this. This year, they had a half in Tampa where they tried to force him the football.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work. He didn't play in the Giants game. They looked their best. He played on Monday night. He was non-existent, and they won the game. Like, I am done trying to justify the nonsense. And that's all. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Jeff, who's up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff
going once. Jeff goes back on hold. Let's go to Chuck, who's up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, listen, let me say this to you, because you're working with two bright guys there. But let me say this to you, and I'm saying this to the Delaware Valley, whoever, when it comes to you, Ike Reese, and Richie, when you talk about stuff like you're talking about in the locker room, respect, I got news for you. I don't think anybody tries to disagree or argue with you guys. It's nuts. Because, you've seen the mountain, you. You've seen the mountain, and these other two guys I just met, they've seen the mountain. Now, that doesn't mean they're wrong about stuff, but I'm talking about something you just said about having the respect of the locker room. Anybody that disagrees with you because you've been there is nuts. I'll tell you that right now. But here's the other thing. Every one of you guys, including the producer, has said a lot of stuff in the past about this situation. Mm-hmm. You've had a pro and you've had a con. My God, and look, I'm trying to be kind now because I respect their athletic ability. These guys have been in places I was never at. But the quarterback, to me, he's a little bit strange too, you know. When I just heard that play that this guy in the middle of freaking night is playing. I mean, hey, anyway, listen, that's just my point. You three guys do a good job. That's all I got to say. Thank you very much.
Chuck, we appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, look.
You know what the unfortunate thing about all this, Joe? It's a lot to unpack. And we all want to choose sides in this because some of us are Team AJ, some of us are Team Jalen, and a lot of us are, hell, I just want to win football games and get back to the
Super Bowl.
Do
you know what I am? I am Team Eagles.
Yes.
And that's why I'm annoyed. Like, I'm not anti-AJ. AJ has been a great player here, right? AJ has been a great player in the NFL. I would prefer if he's a great player here the rest of his career and joins you in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Like, I think we'd all prefer that.
Mm-hmm.
But this doesn't help anyone on that team. Like, again, I just know this. If I had to answer questions all the time about stuff one of our teammates here, it doesn't have to just be you. We're having fun with our show. Like, one of our teammates was acting ridiculous and saying not great things about the rest of the staff. It would be annoying. It would be annoying. Right?
It would be, but I think that, see, here's how I look at it, because the trade deadline is coming past, and he's still here. And for lack of a better way of saying it, Howie was like, he has a C on his chest for a reason. He's a hell of a player. He's here. They are willing to deal with this. You know, it's like that hot significant other that, you know, they don't put the toilet seat down.
Here we go. We're back.
They probably have some hygiene issues, but they're hot. You know what I mean? Probably
some hygiene.
Maybe. You know, it all depends. Some people, you know, just you know, I'm just saying, just follow me on this.
That's a new
There are certain red flags that this individual has, but you're locked into them now and you care about them. So you tend to overlook them a little bit. It kind of feels like this because, like I said, trade deadline came and gone.
So you're right. That's them. They're locked into this marriage that there might be red flags. I'm the friend watching it, and I don't like that person
anymore.
Well,
you ain't the one got to sleep with them.
You
got to watch. You want to watch.
That's what I was about to say, and then I realized that didn't sound right. I mean, I have to watch the games.
I know what you're saying. But
you dragged me into that analogy.
No,
and
but
I,
it's almost like, yeah. you know what's funny?
Now okay, I'm thinking about poor Jeff's another, drop from yesterday.
Give you another analogy. A good one. This is a good one.
Uh-oh,
okay, Outkast went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend, right? Andre 3000 didn't perform. A lot of people were mad about that. But who do you think didn't care? Big Boy didn't care because they both went in the Hall of Fame, so it didn't matter. So if Big Boy don't care, why you care?
There's the name of the podcast here. Big Boy Don't Care.
Why Big do Boy care? Don't Care. Why do you care?
I do care. I'm tired of A.J. Brown. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines and all the latest A.J. Brown nonsense. What he said on the Twitch stream last night. Are you tired of A.J. Brown? That's where I'm at this morning. I'm tired of it, and I think they should have traded him 2 weeks ago. All right, speaking of nonsense, more on the fourth down call on Monday night. Tanner McKee was asked about it last night on the Players' Lounge. We'll let you hear what he said next. It is the Midday Show live from one of our favorite places, Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware. Come on out. The Sleigh Bar is open. It is an awesome place. Come on out. We're hanging out for lunch and doing the show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sportsbook, well, their rewards are just flat, folks. But with FanCash, the ultimate sports currency, and betting with Fanatics, let's just stack that fan cash. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% fan cash back on your wagers, win or lose. Use your fan cash to unlock the world of Fanatics with profit boost, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. The real value of your sports fandom. That's the real value right there. Did I also mention that they're giving away millions in fan cash this year with games like Fan Cash Drops that is offered live in Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to the sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.